Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The third baseman, Vic Power. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Ferraris. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Ferraris. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter strikes out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wertz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wynn, and towards Aparicio, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Smith reaches second base with a double. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Colavito fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Colavito. Smith scores. Phillips moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phillips scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-1 in the game. Aparicio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. Don Ferreres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferreres hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to third for the out. Moran moves to second. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-1 in the game. Hunter strikes out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-1 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moran scores. Ferreres moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-1 in the game. Power takes first base on ball 4. Ferreres moves to third. Geiger moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-1 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Ferreres covering, for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-1 in the game. Landis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Power fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Don Ferraris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraris is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferraris hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Geiger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Phillips strikes out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraris fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Ferraris. Aparicio moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 3-1. White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Power hits a line drive into left field. Out of the reach of Phillips. Power reaches second base with a double. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Wynn covering, for the out. Power moves to third. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Phillips. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Power scores. It's 5-2. White Sox. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moran bunts in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Harrell pinch hits for Don Ferreres. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Geiger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunter moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Power hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Power reaches second base with a double. Hunter scores. Geiger moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Bob Shaw now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Geiger scores. Power scores. It's Indians, 5, White Sox, 5. Bobby Avila pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Avila moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Jerry Staley now pitching. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Narlski now pitching. Billy Harrell now playing third base. Vic Power now playing first base. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Nixon and he is out, Hunter applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hunter moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunter scores. Geiger moves to third. It's 6-5, Indians. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Landis reaches second base with a double. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis scores. Lawler moves to second. It's Indians, 6, White Sox, 6. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Wilson now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a line drive towards the mound. Wilson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aparicio for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrell strikes out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Hunter takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Geiger bunts in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunter moves to second. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunter. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Hunter steals third. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Power is walked intentionally. Mickey Vernon pinch hits for Reynarlski. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up towards third. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nixon for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-1 in the game. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-4 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Moran bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Power takes first base on ball 4. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Power moves to second. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-5 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso is walked intentionally. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground that hits Minoso. Minoso is out and Nixon is safe at first. There goes Minoso trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Phillips. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Colavito moves to third. One out. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0-for-4 in the game. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hunter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Smith strikes out. One out. Jim Rivera pinch hits for Sammy Esposito. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-5 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rivera moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rivera moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Two outs. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Jim Wilson. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunter. Rivera scores. Jackson moves to third. Torgerson moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.